Two Japanese students have been beaten in Shanghai, and large anti-Japanese demonstrations have taken place in two southern Chinese cities. The expressions of Chinese anger came as Tokyo lodged a formal protest over a violent demonstration at the Japanese embassy in Beijing one day earlier. As demonstrations flared in the Chinese cities of Guangzhou and Shenzhen Sunday, Japan's foreign minister summoned the Chinese ambassador here to protest Saturday's violent anti-Japanese rally at Tokyo's embassy in Beijing. The two diplomats looked grim afterwards and did not shake hands. Foreign Minister Nobutaka Machimura says he told Ambassador Wang Yi that Tokyo wants an apology, compensation for damage to the Japanese embassy, and assurances that Japanese citizens and property in China won't be harmed. Mr. Machimura says it is a very serious concern that no steps were taken to prevent the destruction of property, and questions why no security measures were in place. But on Sunday, tens of thousands of Chinese were again demonstrating against Japan, this time in southern China. Television in Japan and Hong Kong showed young demonstrators in Guangzhou, the capital of Guangdong province, gathering outside the Japanese consulate shouting, "Boycott Japanese goods." They also stomped on replicas of a Japanese flag and then burned them. Police could be seen observing the demonstrators but did not intervene. Thousands of protesters also gathered for a noisy demonstration outside a Japanese-run supermarket in Shenzhen, the city directly across the border from Hong Kong. No violence was reported in either city. In Shanghai, however, two Japanese college students were treated at a hospital after they were struck in the head with beer mugs and ashtrays in a restaurant. The first reported attack on Japanese individuals since anti-Japanese sentiment flared in China last week. The Chinese began calling for a boycott of Japanese goods after the publication of new Japanese textbooks that are seen as glossing over Japan's brutal early 20th century occupation of China. They are also voicing opposition to Japan's quest for a permanent UN Security Council seat and are demanding Japan give up its claim to the uninhabited Diaoyu Islands, which the Japanese control and call the Senkakus. In the Beijing demonstration Saturday, protesters threw rocks and bottles at the Japanese embassy and the residence of Ambassador Koreshiki Anami. Japanese officials say 20 glass panes were shattered at the embassy, while several glass windows were smashed at the ambassador's residence. Stones also shattered the windows of nearby Japanese restaurants, a Japanese bank branch was pelted with rocks, and a billboard featuring Japanese brand products was damaged. Estimates of the number of protesters in Beijing ranged from 10,000 to 20,000, a scale of public protest unseen in the communist country in years. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.